Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
In the state of Indiana, nothing has had more talk in terms of midterm elections than the Secretary of State race. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Find everything, TonyKatz.locals.com. This race is a three-party race with Libertarians and Democrats having people in the running. The Republicans have Diego Morales, the website Diego for Indiana. That's the number four, DiegoForIndiana.com. Diego Morales joins us right now. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Let's start with the basics. The job of Secretary of State, as you see it, is what? And what is it that you believe you bring to the job that is necessary for Hoosiers?
Well, Tony, thank you for the opportunity. Good morning to my fellow Hoosiers, all across our great state. So, there are four main responsibilities of the Secretary of State. I believe I'm humbly qualified to do the job. What I bring on, obviously, under the election division, you know, I've been preparing myself for this job. I've been a poll worker myself. I have been crisscrossing all over the 92 counties, meeting with county clerks, working with them, learning from them, listening from them, to make sure that we can have free, fair, safe, and transparent elections. My motto has always been easy to vote, harder to cheat. We can come back to that. Under the business division, I'm a small business owner myself. I have write, checks in front and back. I know how to create jobs in the state of Indiana. That's how I pay the bills. That's how I bring food on the table. And my goal is to help small business owners to be more prosperous. For example, under the business division of the Secretary of State's office, Tony, I like to bring tax services, professional licensing, and business certification into the portal, into the InBiz portal. I like to create a one true stop shop when it comes to the business division of the Secretary of State's office. Under the securities division, I would like to expand the financial literacy program to teach our children how to make smart investments. Also, as you know, we have an increasingly large elderly population, and I would like to help them to avoid scams. And finally, under the auto dealers division, I would like to work with them and help with them to make sure that their license plates and registrations will be issued in a timely manner. So those are the main four responsibilities, obviously, of the Secretary of State's office. You know, my first business that I started, you know, many years ago was in transportation, in logistics. So I bring that expertise in business. But also, I serve humbly with a green card in my wallet in the United States military. I was not even a U.S. citizen when I was willing to show my love and gratitude to the American people. As well, I'm educated. I went to college, got my MBA as well, and an international MBA overseas.
And I know that you've served in the Indiana government in a couple of capacities, some stories there that we can get into. But let's get back to the conversation of elections, because I think that's where people really see the Secretary of State race. Talking to Diego Morales, candidate for Secretary of State, a Republican, DiegoForIndiana.com. Is it your belief that there is a fraud in our elections? Are there things that you're trying to root out, things that you may have discovered? Is there something that you're going to bring to that specifically that the Democrat, Destiny Wells, or the Libertarian, Jeff Maurer, cannot?
You know, in Indiana, so far, under the leadership of my former boss, Todd Rokita, you know, when he introduced the very first photo ID law, you know, it's been running good elections, but there is a lot of room for improvement. That's when I come in. My goal is to make it better, to make it more efficiently, and to make it more flexible. So absolutely, there is more room. If you see, according to the Heritage Foundation, we are number 14th I'd like to be, at the very least in the top 10, if not in the top 5. So absolutely, that will be my goal, to make it better, efficiently, and transparent. And also, if I may,
you may.
A couple of my policies that I am actually promoting as I crisscross all 92 counties day in, day out, 7 days a week, I am actually talking about protecting and expanding photo ID laws in Indiana. We already have that, but I want to protect it and expand it because, the Democrats, they want to get away of photo ID laws. I'm against that, which this includes.
You're talking about having an ID in order to vote, correct?
Well, we already have that when you go in person here in Indiana. What I'm talking about expanding it is when it comes to mail-in voting. That's what I'm trying to make sure that everybody will show an ID as well, So the other thing I would like to work with our partners, the congressional delegation, to push back on the Democrats who are attempting to federalize and nationalize our elections. I'm against that. The Democrats, they want to put drop boxes in every corner. They want to they want same-day voter registration. The Democrats want automatic voter registration. They want private funding on election officials and government. I'm against all of that. I am actually pushing on, again, strengthening and expanding photo ID laws to limit absentee ballots. We need to prevent ballot harvesting. Those are the type of issues that I'm promoting, to push back on the federal government. We as Hoosiers should have everything to say when it comes to our elections.
Well, let's discuss this in maybe a little more detail about this argument that you're making. Your difference, as you put it, Diego, talking to Diego Morales, candidate for Secretary of State in Indiana, Diego for Indiana, number 4, Diego for Indiana. com. This difference that you have with, for example, the Democrats, this would be, to me, the kind of thing that you would be discussing in a debate forum where you could clearly show the difference between you and your competitors. Of course, a lot was made of the fact that a debate was offered up and you declined to attend. What was the decision about not attending a debate? Do you feel it hurts you in this election?
First of all, as far as I know, there hasn't been a debate for Secretary of State. There isn't a debate for state treasurer, for state auditors. No one is talking about this. I see debates for governor, for U.S. Senate, or for Congress. In fact, my colleagues running in the 7th and 1st Congressional District, they're asking Congressman Marban and Congressman Carson. They're not even giving them a debate. So to me, it's a double standard that the media is asking for this.
But I think the question would still apply to Frank Marban in the 1st and to Andre Carson in the 7th. Marban will not debate Jennifer Ruth Green, you're saying. And of course, we know that Andre Carson will not debate Angela Gabrowski in the 2nd. I'm asking specifically about yours, that there was indeed a debate. Did you not consider that debate to be legitimate?
Absolutely, because since day one, I'm a grassroots guy, and I've been crisscrossing the 92 counties, talking to voters face-to-face, one-on-one, listening to them, listening from their concerns. And it's always been my campaign. Before the convention, I put 150,000 miles in my car, earning every support. And after the convention to now, I already have over 30,000 miles crisscrossing all 92 counties. I'm a grassroots guy, and that's what I want to be. People can see me at parades, at festivals, in public events, registering voters at the Indiana Black Expo, at the Indiana Latino Expo. I've been out there day in, day out, 7 days a week, and that's who I am, and that's what I decide to do.
So you didn't feel that skipping the debate, and there was a debate, we should be clear, you didn't feel that had any negative effect on you. Did you not feel you were going to be able to speak your piece? Did you feel that you weren't going to be able to engage? Did you feel simply it wasn't worth it?
No, absolutely not. I believe I made the right choice to crisscross the 92 counties and talking to Hoosiers directly face to face. So I'm very happy. And, you know, I'm continue to do this, and I'm going to continue to do that till 6 p.m. this Tuesday, talking to voters one-on-one, face-to-face. So I'm very, very happy with what I've been doing because I'm a grassroots person.
Before I let you go, Diego Morales, I'm speaking to candidate for Secretary of State, Republican candidate, Diego for Indiana, number four, Diego for Indiana, .com. Of course, there's been conversations about you, controversy about you, stories about you. You're not, I think, a stranger to this, or would say to that you've never heard these things. You've made statements to denying them. I am leaving that for another day. I want to get back to this role of the Secretary of State in elections, and I want to hear a little more specificity. What is it that you think Destiny Wells would do as Secretary of State that makes her not the candidate and you the only choice?
You know, first of all, let me say this real quick. You brought something, real quick, but I want to clarify this. I don't know what is a controversial when I've been crisscrossing all 92 counties, raising a ton of money, out working and out raising everybody. You know, let me be clear. The Democrats and the liberal media, this is their playbook. When they have no ideas, when they have no vision, when they have no story to tell, they smear your name. And unfortunately, that's what they're doing. They're trying to smear and slander my good name with false accusations. And let me set the record straight. You know, I am very disappointed and insulted by all of them, you know, specifically by my Democrat opponent peddling accusations from anonymous sources. And, you know, it is a disgrace and shame on them. What's their playbook. But let me tell you this why. The Democrats, what they're going to do, they're going to work with the federal government to take over our elections. They're going to work against our state legislature. They're going to work against our congressional delegation. They're going to work against and undo everything we have done if a Democrat gets there. But, you know, I'm focusing on talking about my issue. You heard about my vision. You heard about what I'm trying to do here. I'm so focused on what I want to get done for Hoosiers because it's never been about me. It's always been about giving back to my fellow Hoosiers. As a legal immigrant who came to America legally, all I've been doing is trying to give back. And you know what? I'm happy. I'm fine with what I'm doing because it's never been about me. So I'm going to continue to give back to this state, to this country that I love. And I'll tell you, I'm very, very proud of the work we have done so far.